For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday.
Yes.
Easter was yesterday.
Yes.
Did you get to take the parent tax and steal some of your kids' candy?
Throughout the entire day. We had to go to a couple of Easter celebrations. So the first one we went to, I got to give them props, man. They had like a full-on like smorgasbord of candy. They had it all in different jars with scoopers. And I don't know if you saw the picture on our social media pages where it's me and Tatum and it's a bag that has the Easter bunny on it. That thing was just filled with candy.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, like the jelly ring type things, the peanut butter and chocolate Easter egg or Easter bunny candies, then Whoppers of all things were in there as well. It was freaking amazing.
Just a bunch of heavy hitters right there.
How about you?
Yeah, Barrett's actually to the point now where he'll share with me without me having to just, you know, kind of take it. So he knows I love sour candy. So he was hooking it up all day with sour candy for me. And I was so happy. He's so generous with his heart, you know?
See, I learned that Tatum's a little bit of a scammer because she knows mom is a little bit more of the police when it comes to like how much candy or how much sugar she has in the day. So every once in a while, Tatum just pulled me aside like, Dad, you want to have another chocolate out of my bag? I'm like, no, I do.
Working the system.
Yeah.
I love that.
We'll split it in half. It's not as bad. But then we eat more. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just one more bite. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And happy National Dingus Day to all of you.
What does that actually mean?
Danny, welcome back also. Nice to have you back. Do you know what dingus is? It's not a shot at you.
I've been called one many times, but I don't know what it means.
It's also known as Wet Easter Monday.
Yeah.
Now, if you think that sounds ridiculous, it continues to get more and more ridiculous. Apparently, this is a Polish holiday that's celebrated after Lent. It's popular in Poland. It involves playful water fights and the use of pussy willow branches where boys soak girls with water and gently whip them, often in elaborate ways.
Well,
what?
I'm today years old when I learned about this. And it, so males will climb on the roof of buildings. They'll have a tin pan with a bunch of water, and they'll announce which girls are going to get soaked, so then they soak them. Sometimes they'll even bring them to like a body of water, throw them into the water. Some instances, they're even waking them up in their bedroom, taking them out of bed, and just dousing them with water
this
as well.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I agree. And then I guess girls are able to stop themselves from getting doused by giving boys a ransom of painted eggs. Like, this sounds like the strangest South Park episode.
It really does.
Like, what in the hell? So, happy National Dingus Day.
Let's celebrate.
Danny, do you have any water handy?
Pussy willows.
I just keep those in my back pocket all the time.
Danny's always known for his elaborate collection of pussy willows.
Of course.
All right, sad news to report. I mean, Pope Francis, I didn't even know. He's been battling health. He passed away on Easter Monday, so just a few hours ago, but it's Monday over in Rome where he passed away. He's 88 years old. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people like, he waited till right after Easter.
The timing is pretty
made sure
wild.
Jesus rose, and then he's like, I'm
out. Didn't steal any thunder from Jesus.
Here's the NBC News report about Pope Francis.
Francis' papacy has come to an end. The 88-year-old passing away early this morning after an extended illness, but just one day after a surprise appearance on Easter Sunday. Francis was the people's pope, reaching out, embracing, including the sick, the poor, the forgotten, pushing himself even as he became visibly frail, needing a cane and a wheelchair. In more than a decade as pope, Francis moved the Catholic Church away from the culture wars and back to its original mission of love and mercy.
And that's shocking. He wanted people to love each other. He was very inclusive,
yes.
which was polarizing to some, which I thought was awesome. I was like, this is not the Catholic Church that I grew up in. So, I mean, sad day today for many people as he passed away at the age of 88.
Yesterday was a great day for Mariners fans. They ended up beating the Blue Jays 8-3. I will say I was a little disappointed, though. I kept scanning behind home plate looking for Geddy Lee of Rush because he goes to, like, pretty much every single
home game.
He was not there. He must have been celebrating Easter with his family.
Well, good. Maybe we should stay home because the Mariners are playing great right now. And we're going to check in with Gary Hill Jr. today. He's one of the voices of the Seattle Mariners. He'll join us at 8 a.m. to recap how the Mariners have all of a sudden become one of the hottest teams in baseball.
The team to watch. This is our season.
And the Sounders won over the weekend as well.
Yeah, they did.
That's good. What, 3-0?
It was an amazing game. And, of course, I wasn't here. So, hooray. Yeah.
You, just like Geddy Lee, stay away from the Sounders games. They beat Nashville SC 3-0. As far as weather, hitting a high of 56 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, my husband dragged me to Climate Pledge Arena to see a band called Phish, a band that I don't really like.
No.
But Migs, you wanted to put me to the test a little bit.
I just wanted you to record yourself like right before, right around the time that the show starts. Get your vibe, and then get your vibe after you've watched them for a while, maybe enjoyed a couple of beverages.
Well, I did it. I did enjoy it to an extent. Did a band that I don't really like turn me into a fan live? Has this ever happened to you? 206-803-ROCK. We will find out at 620.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Is there a band that maybe you just couldn't stand? Maybe you hated them, but then you got a chance to see them live and it changed your opinion of the band. 206-803-ROCK. If you became a fan after seeing a band live, call now. 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because Saturday, I went to my first Phish show, a band that my husband is very, very into, and I just am not.
You've been anti-Phish, which I was always strange because you're a fan of Dead and Company. You're a fan of all the hippie stuff, and I feel like Phish is like the next level. It's like the Dead, and then there's Phish.
Yes.
This is actually them at Climate Pledge this weekend. I think they're still playing.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I like how she says she didn't like him, but she immediately starts bobbing her head and dancing.
Right? What is happening?
Migs, you wanted me to do something. You wanted me to do a little favor for you while I was there.
Yeah, when you left, I said, hey, why don't you record yourself like either at the beginning of the show or right before the show? Give us a vibe of how you're feeling. Talk with your husband about it. And then, you know, maybe as the drinks have been poured or whatever else is going on with you guys, record yourself later into the show to get a vibe if it, like, you're actually digging it or not. So here you are at the start of the show talking with your husband, Brad.
All right, Brad, we made it. We're inside Climate Pledge Arena. It's about to be my first Phish show.
Super excited.
And what number show is this for you? This
will make a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Wow, now you're just bragging. So I'm a little excited, a little nervous, a little, you know, I guess casually optimistic. What should I expect?
A lot of drugs.
I'm pretty sure that was happening, Steve.
You should expect a great light show. You should expect amazing jams, some musicianship, and a crowd that's going to soak up every second of it.
Something that people enjoy when they do a lot of drugs.
There was a lot of soaking, for sure.
There was a lot of soaking.
And, okay, so we always ask each other what percentage, and that means what percentage of people in this venue are on something other than weed or alcohol. What would you say that percentage is going to be tonight?
I think we're in the 80s.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now, I don't know if you joined that percentage or not, but we do have audio of you. And now, do you remember when you recorded this?
This was at the intermission.
Okay, so I have no idea what you said. I just saw that the clip wasn't super long, so I'm like, okay, I don't have to edit it.
Yes.
So I wanted to kind of find out if you liked it or not based on just hearing your vibe, quote unquote, midway through the set. Are you ready?
All right, yeah. Okay, so we're at the intermission. Brad, what do you want to ask me?
Well, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes!
Did you think the musicianship was stellar?
Yes!
Did you love the lights?
Yes!
Are you one of the 80% of people that are not on weed or alcohol, but something else?
Honestly, though, the lighting rig was the most insane lighting rig I've ever seen. It blew my mind.
Taryn, were you high?
Yes!
Did you love the people around us?
I did!
What's not to like about a Phish concert?
Honestly, I kind of want to just take back everything that I was saying.
Wow.
All the negative energy that maybe I was putting out there about this band, I take it all back.
Wow.
There were a couple weird moments toward the end of the show where I was like, okay, I was giving Brad some side eye, like, are we for real right now? But it honestly, all in all, really enjoyed myself.
Okay, so at some point, did the high wear off?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But it was really fun, and we met people that had seen them 75 times, you know, following them around, selling their arts and wares to make it from one show to the next.
Well,
it was crazy.
Every set is different.
Yes, every single set is different.
It's a good time.
It was a very good time.
Yes.
I'd go again.
Would you go again and do more drugs?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question for our rockaholics, and it's all about yesterday's holiday, Easter. We need for you to call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Yes. We promise it's a very simple question, and we'll take your calls after Everlast.
Yes!
206-803-ROCK. There is a simple question we would love to ask about Easter, but we need for you to call now. 206-803-ROCK. Yesterday was the Easter Bunny's day to shine, Steve.
Yes.
Miggs. It was Easter, and you mentioned that there was some little, you know, stressful moment for you at Easter.
Well, leading up to Easter, I don't know what got into Tatum's head. You know how it is, five-year-olds, they just get worked up over the dumbest S, and this was a great example of that. So, you know, we're going to an Easter party with family, and we're talking about the Easter egg hunt. I'm like, Tatum, are you excited about the Easter egg hunt? Freaking, she's like, Dad, I'm so fired up. She's like, Dad, I just hope I get the golden egg. I'm like, what? So she found out there's a thing called the golden egg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that's like the big prize. So now she's like, if I don't get the golden egg, I'm going to be very sad. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Like, you got to be freaking kidding me. But then in part of me in my head, I don't know if you ever do this. I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe I hope she doesn't get it so she can learn how to not be a sore loser. And this could be a teaching moment that sometimes you just can't get what you want.
Sure.
Danny's laughing because he's got a now 11-year-old daughter and realizes that these are not teaching moments. These are just very uncomfortable, awkward meltdown moments.
Yep.
All right. So yesterday, it's game time. It's time for the Easter egg hunt. And I got to be honest with you, I'm sweating.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, is Tatum going to get the freaking golden egg? Because this is all that she's been talking about. And I'm my fingers are crossed. I'm like, you know what? We'll let the cookies fall where, the cookies crumble where they may. Do you think Tatum got the golden egg?
I hope so. She sounds determined, confident.
Danny.
You know, she's got goals. I think she found it.
Danny, what do you think?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No.
All right, let's find out as I checked in with Tatum after the big Easter egg hunt.
Tatum, what was the best part about this Easter egg hunt?
Daddy got the golden egg.
You got the golden egg?
She got the freaking golden egg.
Yeah, she did.
The rest of Easter was awesome.
Thank God.
I got Skittles.
What was in the golden egg?
So what do you think's in the golden egg now?
$5 bill. I don't know.
That's not, that would be pretty cool.
I was going to go $20 bill.
Ooh.
Doggy treats?
Oh, what?
For people to eat.
Oh, for people to eat. Okay, I was going to say, that's quite the golden egg.
Now, I'm disappointed. I'm like, I'm thinking she got like a 5 spot, a 10 spot.
Yeah.
Hell, even a dollar.
Oh.
Just these little like dog bones that you get. I'm like, man, you've been freaking out about getting the golden egg for this?
Wow.
I mean, I'm disappointed for her. That's very
No,
upsetting.
Don't be. She was glowing for the rest of the day. It kept coming up. It was awesome. It made for a fun rest of the day. But what about you? How was your Easter?
Our Easter was a lot of fun. We went to my parents' house, did a little brunch action. Mimosas were flowing, of course.
Shocking.
And my mom, not only did they hide Easter eggs, but she also hid other little toys all around, including containers of slime. Now, I don't know if there are toys that you have just like, you know, put a absolutely not on. But for me, it's kinetic sand, Play-Doh, and slime. We don't have that in our house anymore because it's a disaster.
We have kinetic sand, and I always cringe when that comes up. The slime doesn't bother me as much because it's easier to clean than that stupid sand. But then I want to put a ban on just glitter in general because it's like glitter is everywhere all the time in our house.
It's and you just can't get rid of it. You keep finding it. The kinetic sand is the same way. You think you vacuumed it all up and then you step on some more. And anyway, I almost had to throttle my mom yesterday because Barrett came home with 5 containers of slime. 5 containers of slime, which is completely unacceptable in our home.
What about you, Danny? How was your Easter?
It was amazing. I got to eat chicken with Lynn and we took a nap.
You weren't there. You were with Lily all last week.
Yeah, we did, and I did get to do an Easter egg hunt with Lily. And funny enough, she did get the silver egg, which was not the golden egg. But I didn't even know it was really a thing either.
But now we have silver medals in egg hunting. Do we have a bronze egg?
You know what the best part was? The silver egg was way better than the golden egg prize. The golden egg had like a chocolate bunny or something. Lily doesn't like chocolate, like me.
Okay.
So the silver egg had a $20 gift certificate to Dick's Sporting Goods.
What?
And so she was like stoked. She was like, I get to get a new Stanley Cup. And she was like, all the moms were like, put that in there, and we're like, because it was part of her softball team, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, who's the high roller that's all of a sudden like, yeah, here's it. We'll throw a Dick's Sporting Goods card in there.
You should have seen the little girl that got the golden egg. She's like, I want that one.
Oh, can we do tradesies?
You look at her like, well, this is a teaching moment. You need to try less hard to be able to get something better. That's a very important life lesson.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 115 wins, 48 losses, and 29 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number. And we're going to play the game Beat Migs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.